Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning into a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs. Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do. All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now. Angels are standing in line to help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Open your eyes, soul. Move into the week 251 of the Gold Ring Healing Fountain Show. This is Jan Christie speaking to you from the United Kingdom, and we have the welcome return of a lovely guest, Brenda Tenorelli, and this week she's going to talk to us about the energetic shifts going on at this time and what it means to different people, as well as how this affects our DNA and the number of strands we are working with. And she's going to ask the question, and I hope she's going to answer it, are the dark forces losing their grip? But before we bring her on, I'd just like to say that quite a few people tune in to the show for different reasons. This is a worldwide co-creation, and our special guest is from North Carolina. And as I said, I'm from the United Kingdom, and in just one moment, we're going to link up with Gary Moore over there in Oregon. But before we do, we're going to send out a great big cosmic kiss to everyone. There you go. And we're going to have a great big group hug, because this goes out all around the world, and we're a giant circle of love and light. And I think I can hear Gary there in the background. Are you there, Gary?
I'm here. Hello, John Christie. Yeah. Hello, everyone. And I still say that kiss sounds painful. I don't know how you do it, but it sounds painful.
Oh. So how
but,
are you?
Apparently, Blog Talk Radio is having its issues today.
What's new?
I clicked the link and I was unable to hear the show streaming for some reason. So I called in. I usually call in on Skype using the Click to Talk, but the Click to Talk was not there, meaning the show was not. And when I first dialed into the show or first clicked into the link, it showed that they were waiting for a host to call in. And then it switched over to live streaming. So I'm not sure what's going on with Blog Talk Radio. And
because Murray in the chat room has no luck. He can't get his
Yeah, there are apparently there are issues going on. I'm not sure exactly what, but I was able to call in and I could hear it once I did call in. So mm-hmm. I'm not sure exactly what's going on.
Maybe but, we should have asked him to call in. But anyway.
Yeah. But
so
anyway.
There's no point saying to anybody if you can't hear the show, call in, because they won't hear us.
Yeah.
Oh, well, never mind. It might write itself as we go along.
That's
and,
true, too. It may do that.
Yeah, sometimes it does. So,
well, I'm excited to have
Brenda
Penarelli back with us.
Me,
I'm sorry, what?
Too. You're in Oregon, and Brenda is from North Carolina, but before we bring her on, we're going to play a lovely song that she requested, and it says it's Enya singing Now We Are Free, but to me, it sounds exactly like Lisa Gerrard, who wrote it with somebody called Mr. Zimmer, and see what you think. I think this sounds exactly like Lisa Gerrard's version. Lisa Gerrard wrote it, but anyway, I'm going to play this one now. It's a beautiful song, whoever sings it. So I'll just give that a quick play before we bring Brenda on. And it's from The Gladiators.
Lord, shalom.
Okay, let the sunshine in. Thanks for playing that, Gary. We were having a few streaming issues and technical issues, which we get occasionally with Blog Talk Radio, but hopefully everybody out there can hear and the people in the chat room. If anybody in the chat room can let us know if they can hear okay, that might help, and then we know the show's streaming. But are you still there, Gary?
I'm still here, and I'm not sure whether that fixed the issue or not. I tried refreshing the page, the show page, a couple of times, and it still said, it was very interesting. It says, waiting for a host to call in, and then as the page begins pulling up, it switches to live streaming live. There's so many, you know, so many minutes left in the show.
Oh, and well, we've never had this problem before, have we?
Yet, I still did not see the Skype click to talk option appear above the chat room in the regular, and I did not hear the show streaming. So I'm not sure whether it's streaming or not. apparently the switchboard is working well. So I am called in, and whoever wishes to call in, whoever cannot hear the show, try to call in as well. Or
well, if you'd like to get
try
a message from Brenda.
Player.
Yeah, when she when Brenda comes on, if anybody wants to get a message from Brenda, call in, and then we'll see if anybody tells us if it's streaming or not. If not, I don't know whether it's going to even be in archives or not. But anyway, I think right now we're going to bring our Brenda on. She's been waiting very patiently. So hi there, Brenda from North Carolina. Brenda Tenorelli.
Yes, I am. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, we can hear you.
Can
you
hear
us okay?
We can hear you just fine.
Yes, I can hear you great.
Oh, that's lovely.
Hi, Brenda. Welcome back to the show. Good to hear you. How are you?
Hi, Gary. Great. Thanks for having me back. It's wonderful to be back with y'all.
Oh, you're welcome anytime, Brenda.
I just wanted to comment on what you said earlier about the video. I had that video for a couple of years, and many people had told me that it is Lisa Gerrard. It is supposed to be her song, and it is her voice, and whoever it was that originally made the video had put Anya's name on it, but it isn't.
No, but to check it out, Brenda, I went on YouTube to find if I could find any other videos that said Enya was singing it, and there were a few other ones, and it said Enya with lyrics and blah, 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 but that is definitely Lisa Gerrard's voice. And
yes, it is.
It's, well, it's a beautiful song. Whoever's singing it, and I just love it.
Right.
And so I'm always pleased to play that. Okay, then. So you're going to talk to us about energetic shifts and things like that. Is that right?
Yes. Wow, it has just been absolutely crazy lately. I'm sure most people would agree. This year has been something else for the past several months. People have just been getting hit from all directions with all kinds of different energies, and some are good and help us, and some don't. I think a lot of times when we have a lot of physical symptoms and problems going on around us and things seem really kind of chaotic, our first instinct is to think that it's negative energy, but especially more recently that is not always true, because what is going on is that they're restructuring our DNA to bring it up to the higher vibrations. It's happening to everybody on some level, and it's happening faster and more with some than others. But some of us have been getting nailed for the last year or so with these DNA changes, and there's a tremendous number of physical symptoms that go along with that a lot of people are experiencing, and they may or may not realize how many other people are experiencing that also. And they might seem like bad things, you know, like negative symptoms, you know, everything from the chronic pains all the time to hair falling out, hair thinning. The crown of the head is a newer one that's been really sensitive and painful to a lot of people, like if you wax your head on something. And there's
Brenda,
the heart rate issue. Uh-huh.
Real quickly, can I ask you to move a little closer to your microphone? You're sounding a bit muddy.
Okay. Is that better?
Much better. Thank you.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Didn't mean to derail you.
That's all right. I moved it back a little earlier because I thought it was causing the background noise. So we still figured that out.
That's much better.
Okay, good. So yes, there's
so finish your thought. I'm
really
sorry.
That's okay. There's some really great articles and stuff out there. There's a lot of things to help explain to people about a lot of the different symptoms, but there's a lot of it is heart-related things and breathing problems and a lot of pains in different parts of the body, aches and pains, and sometimes sudden sharp pains will come on in a certain area, and it'll be there for, it can be anywhere from a few minutes to hours to a couple of days, and then all of a sudden it'll just disappear as quickly as it showed up. And so we need to take all that into account and understand, you know, that we're going through a lot of changes in our bodies as well. It isn't always dark energy, and especially if you do know how to clear energy and you're doing these things and it's not feeling any better, there's a good chance that it's coming from something else, like the DNA restructuring.
And Sunday was here the other week saying that not only do we have to do a load of clearing before we got to 5D, but now we've got to do it all again in 5D.
Right, yes.
There's no end to it, is there?
No, I'm beginning to think not. You know, we're just going through so many things, you know, but then there's all the crazy dark energies, too, and a lot of people still lashing out, a lot of verbal assaults on people. And what I've noticed lately a lot of is people acting very, very out of character, very strange, doing things that are not typical of them, doing things that make no sense at all. And so there's a lot of that going on as well. It's very hard for people to understand and go along with the energetic changes and such when they have no idea what's happening or what to do about it, you know. So it's affecting a lot of the other people very, very differently. And, of course, we still have the issues of upping the game with our newer methods of protection and clearing because of the newer entities. And now there's another new energy coming in that even different from those. So we're still using the rainbow and infinity energies to protect ourselves against those newer entities, but now there's a new one that we've just become aware of. I'm not sure where it's coming from, but if people envision kind of a glowing fireball, almost like a sun, like really bright in their hands, if they experience any of these really new energies, and you just throw it at it, that will get rid of it. And so that's another new protection thing that I just found out about literally today.
Wow.
Yeah, they're just coming at us from all different directions and all different things, you know, and it just really keeps us on our toes constantly trying to figure out what to do and what do I need to do different and what new gifts do I need and, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to find out if anybody can hear the show streaming, and I've just been asking Jumpy on Skype, but he's not answering me at the moment, and I've just asked him in the chat room, and he's not answered me, so, and...
Well, the gifted kids said that they could hear, so apparently we are streaming, so...
No, that's Brenda.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, okay.
So, my problem is my Skype. My Skype isn't working right.
Well, I think everybody's not working right tonight, but anyway, we'll just bash on, because you never know, do you? Somebody somewhere might be picking us up, because not everybody logs into the chat room anyway, do they? So we'll just carry on. And so you're asking if the dark forces are losing their grip, and what do you think about that, Brenda?
Yes, I think they definitely are. We're not only having more and more people awaken on the planet every day and more people learning how to clear energy and learning how to take care of themselves and meditate and bring more light to the planet. We've also got the newer protection methods that more and more people are learning as we go on. And I think they're definitely losing their grip. You know, a lot of people are becoming aware of government and other related things and chemtrails and all the other ways that they have of getting to us. And so the more people become aware of these things every day, the more and more it helps with awareness and with creating change. It's, you know, about helping people to become aware so that they can step in too and try and help us create change for the positive across the world on things that they previously didn't know anything about. And I think that's why every time a new bunch of good energy and light comes into the planet, the dark forces immediately step up and try and throw something back again at us because they know they're losing ground and they're trying to counteract any good that is done. But we're still gradually getting further and further ahead, and the good that's being done and the good energies that are coming in are outweighing the dark more and more every day.
Oh, well, that's good, because yes. There does seem to be a lot of wars going on around the world. You know,
yes, there are.
Gaza mm-hmm. and Syria, mm-hmm. and, you know, there's all sorts
right.
going on all over the world at the moment. It's really disconcerting and really
yes.
upsetting to see all the children, all the innocent
yes.
children dying. It's terrible.
It is. It's very, very difficult at times like this for a lot of people to maintain a faith in the world, a faith in humanity, a faith in much of anything, you know, because we see so much
mm-hmm.
of that, and it's all in our faces in the news every day. So it's really hard, you know, when you look around and you're trying to see, is the light outweighing the dark, you know, and in a lot of areas of the world it might look like it isn't. But on a total scale, you know, the wars are obviously a bad thing right now, but in many other areas it actually is counteracting the dark quite well and growing, you know. So it's just a very, very tough time, and it's going to take a lot of us really sticking together and keeping as much love and light coming into the planet as we possibly can. It's a good time for people to concentrate, even if you only have a couple of minutes every single day, to try and sit down and concentrate on projecting love and light to the planet, to the whole Earth, and to everything on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been doing a lot of that lately. I've been using the violet ray and the violet flame a lot, seeing that all around the planet to transmute and transform any negative energies and return the energy in pure form. I've been using a lot of the rainbow and infinity energies, projecting those all the way around the planet in ways to help counteract a lot of the darkness that's going on.
Yes, me too.
Yeah. We just need more people doing that, like, every day.
And it's, yeah, the violet ray is so important, isn't it? Because,
yeah.
I mean, it's important to use it for ourselves to cleanse our auras. Because it acts
yeah.
like soap, scrubbing in between all the electrons and neutrons and protons to clean the aura, which makes it spin, well, not so much spin, but helps the, all the protons and neutrons to move quicker, which raises your vibration. And,
right.
Yeah, so we're just trying to find out if anybody in the chat room can hear, because I noticed that a few of the guests have logged out, so it's possible they couldn't hear. And that may be my sister in the chat room, Sikora.
Uh-huh.
Could be Sue. But I think
yeah.
she keeps falling out of there as well. She's disappearing. And
yeah.
I've been kicked out of the chat room about 6 times. I'm
oh,
having
yeah.
to keep logging back in again. But, yeah, it's just one of those days when you get every problem under the sun going, or under the moon in this case.
Yeah, it's definitely like that. There are some days on Blog Talk that you just can't seem to win.
Yeah, well, we've never had this problem before, where, where we've had no sound streaming. But
right.
There's a first time for everything. Yeah, Sue's just fallen out again. Look,
yeah.
she's disappeared again. So I think there's something going on with Blog Talk Radio. So hopefully
yeah.
we're going to be back to normal again next week. So we'll have you back again as soon as possible, Brenda. And because I think we're just going to have to wing it today, winging a prayer we're going on.
Yeah, definitely.
And so,
what I think is going on is the show is streaming into the archive. Whether or not it's streaming out to the rest of the internet, I do not know. Now, we can hear when we call into the switchboard, so, and that's the extent of it. My theory is that it is streaming into the archive, so it will be recorded.
Right.
Yeah, it will be recorded, but if nobody
mm-hmm.
can call in for the messages because they can't hear, that's not a good thing.
Right.
So
yeah.
We'll just do our thing and just
right.
continue as we are at the minute. So you
right.
were speaking about the DNA strands, and
mm-hmm.
As you were saying, the DNA strands are being altered by our beings of light that are working with us. And so that can be causing a lot of people a lot of problems.
Right. That's
as well.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah. And there's more and more information coming out about that every day. I was trying to find an article that I had about a month ago that explained very well about the DNA strands, the restructuring, and a lot of the different symptoms. It had a whole list of symptoms. And so I was trying to find that before the show, and I could not seem to find it because, you know, anything that's a month old in Facebook is buried in 50 million posts by now.
Oh, that's the same with mine.
Yeah. So it's
unbelievable.
No chance of finding that again. So then I just simply ran out of time to try and search it in the web.
You can flag things, you know, but trouble is I've got so many flagged, it take me a week to find a flagged one.
If I can find that and everything and anyone wants to, you know, look that up, I can send you the link for that and maybe they can get it from you or it'll be on Facebook on my show link when I get it.
You're on Facebook, Brenda Tenorelli on Facebook.
Yeah. It's under Brenda Tenorelli, Sacred Rose Energies.
Oh, yes, Sacred Rose Energies.
And then that's also the same name for my group. I have two different groups on Facebook, and one of them is by the same name for my work. And then the other group is Psychic Self-Defense, and I run that with Lisa LaMandola, and we teach people how to defend themselves and protect themselves energetically from basically energy vampires and from the narcissistic people in their lives and the different people that, whether they intend to or not, are draining all their energy. And so we just have to really learn how to protect ourselves away from all of that so it doesn't have such a bad effect on us.
Yeah, because there are quite a few spiritual vampires out there. And so if you are near to anyone who drains you of your energies, it's best to just avoid them, isn't it? Well, you can protect yourself with white light, a blanket of white light, but it's better if you, can. Yeah, the violet light as well. It's better if you can avoid them.
Yeah.
Oh, Susan can't hear in the chat room, she's saying, but she thought it was just her.
No, not.
So I'll just say, no, there's problems, and I'll put maybe in archives.
Right.
So that she knows when we're finished. Oh dear.
Yeah.
So what should we do, Gary?
Hmm.
Are you still there, Gary? Have you fallen off?
I'm still here. We can continue on with the show as if, you know, as it's recording, or we could cancel and reschedule for next week. We won't be able to do another show until tomorrow, at any rate, let's pick it off here. A couple of options, being as how we're not streaming. I ran into this problem on the Data G show one Saturday night, and I just ended up just ending the episode and, you know, taking it up the following week. So,
But the thing is, Gary, that most of our listeners are in archives.
Right.
So
that's true.
We're not going to be getting people calling in for messages, but because most of the people are in archives and a lot of people tune in for the music that we play and for the meditation, I think maybe we'll just continue the show because we can't put Brenda on again next week because we do have Melissa Berman next week. And in fact, we're booked up until October with different guests that have already been booked in. So we'll just give you a date for the next free date, if that's okay with you, Brenda.
Yeah, definitely. I think if you want to just go ahead and do it today and get the meditation in there, that way the people that do listen to it archive can still do the meditation and everything and get those gifts. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, some people do want to call in and get their messages. So,
well, if they want to contact me privately after the show, you know, later, they can do that too and just tell me that they weren't able to get into the show and, you know, I had a question, and then I'll be happy to help them with it later.
Yeah, and your website is actually on our show page. If they just scroll down, they'll see that. But if you want to tell everybody what it is, Brenda, that's fine.
Angel, It's angelhealingandteaching.com with everything spelled out, ran together. Actually, I had an issue last week where my site went down for a full week, and I was on the phone every day constantly talking to the guy that hosts it, talking to GoDaddy, trying to figure out what was going on, and it took a full week, and we finally got my site back up. So I may never know what happened with that, but as long as it's back, that was kind of stressful.
Oh, yeah, that's bad, isn't it?
Yeah,
right.
I had clients actually contacting me saying, your site's down. I wanted to, you know, set up some services and everything. And so, yeah, it got pretty touch and go there for a while. So a lot of technical problems going on all over the place. I don't know if Mercury's retrograde or what the heck's going on, but.
It may be the energies.
Yeah, could be, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Right, we'll just give out the number in case anybody wants it to call in. And it's 001 if you're calling from outside the United States, 646-929-0461. So I'll just give that again. It's 001-646-929-0461. And if you're calling from inside the United States, it's just 646-929-0461. And Sue's asking, can she do it on the home phone? Yes, but will it cost
yes.
her?
I believe it should work.
Okay. She can
yeah.
call in. Okay.
Yeah, that's the only phone I have is a landline phone. I don't even have a cell phone. So when I do my show, I usually call in from the landline.
Right. You see, she's asking, or can she call in via Skype? And... But you were saying, Gary, that the Skype click-to-talk button wasn't available.
The Skype click-to-talk button is not available. However, you can still call in Skype. I'm called in right now on Skype, just not on the click-to-talk is all.
Oh. Right. Okay, then. So we'll see if Sue calls in. And if she does, maybe you'd like to give her a message.
Sure.
Or maybe you'd like to give Gary one, Brenda.
Would you like a message, Gary?
Absolutely, sure.
Anything in particular you would like to know about?
Please, yes.
Anything specific?
Anything specific?
Like, is there a particular thing that you want to know about?
I can't think of a thing specifically. So whatever you may be picking up on, just allow it to flow out of you.
You are an extremely bright light and a wonderful, caring person that's helping a tremendous number of people. You're right where you need to be on your path right now. Don't need to change a thing. Just keep on doing what you do. And being the bright light, you affect many more people than I think you realize with what you do. And so don't underestimate yourself at all and just keep shining that light.
Thank you. Yes, it feels that way. It feels I'm on the right path.
Well,
we know when we're on the right path simply because it feels like it, and it does with me. How boring,
right.
though. No, no. It's not boring. It's been quite a journey.
Oh,
yeah.
it's been unbelievable, hasn't it, Gary? For the last, is it 3-4 years we've been on here?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just
an
unbelievable journey. And I think everybody out there who's been awakening is saying the same thing as well. Well, it looks like we do have Sue online, so shall we bring her on? It's the first time that she's been in the chat room, as far as I know, maybe once before. Is that you,
Absolutely.
Sue?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Jan.
Hello. How are you?
I'm a lot better, thanks. Yeah.
Have you not been well?
Well, no, because I had, I had the operation.
Oh,
a couple of months ago. I had the melanoma, so which was a bit of a shock. But yeah, I'm feeling a lot better now, thanks.
And you had that removed from your leg. No, I thought you meant you'd been ill again since.
No. I've been recovering from that for quite a while. But
yeah.
I feel like I'm getting about now and I'm back driving again. So I think once you get sort of like moving again, you start to feel a lot better. So thanks very much.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Sue had a melanoma, just a little mole on her leg, and she had it removed, and then they said that she needed to have a bit more of the surrounding area removed. So then she had to have a skin graft, so they had to take skin and mm-hmm. et cetera from her thigh and graft it onto beside her knee. So that was, as you said, that was a real shock, wasn't it, for you?
Yeah, it was a real traumatic time, yeah. A bit of a shock, but hopefully everything's going to I'm on the up now and everything's looking good.
Brilliant. So would you like a message from now, Brenda?
Oh, that would be lovely, yeah. Thank you, I'd love
that. Well, you've tuned in on a really bad day because
mm-hmm.
we're having streaming problems with the show. We think it's streaming into archives, but because
mm-hmm.
most of our listeners listen in archives sometime later on, we thought we
mm-hmm.
would continue the show and just
oh,
do it.
Oh, yeah, just carry on. Yeah,
even
brilliant.
Though, yeah. And you know, the
excellent.
Show must go on. So,
yeah, of course,
I'm so pleased you've called in when we've got Brenda on. So,
oh, lovely. That would be lovely.
Anything,
thank you.
Yeah, have you anything specific you'd like to ask her? You just want anything that she's got to give you.
if there's anything just that comes to mind. What does the future hold?
I'm being told that your healing is progressing, and I know it's going a little bit slower than you'd hoped and everything, but it is progressing nicely if you just continue on with that. Try not to worry about anything. Keep the positive thoughts flowing and the light coming in at all times, and be sure
mm-hmm.
to stay grounded and, you know, spend some time in nature if you need to, and watch the diet. Make sure you're getting a lot of fluids in, a lot of fluids are really important right now.
Yes.
Make sure you're getting tons of rest, lots and lots of sleep required right now, more than we've ever seen the need before. And when you're healing,
mm-hmm.
that's even more important.
Yes, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I've been trying to take in a lot more fluids and eat plenty of protein just for the healing. So.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, try and get as good a quality food as you can. I know it's very hard for us to find foods that don't have the chemicals or GMO or whatever these days, but, you know, as much as you can avoid that, try to. It'll help your body a lot in the healing.
Yeah, just try and be... I'm trying to sort of, like, look on the positive side. Yeah. Thank you.
Definitely. Yeah. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it.
Sorry?
So thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Thanks very much for that. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Brenda. Thanks a lot for calling in, Susan. Well, you can stay online and hold,
if
you like.
Yeah, I will do. Yeah, thanks. Are you okay, Jan?
Yeah, not so bad, thanks. Yeah.
Yeah, good.
I phoned you the other day because I was trying to find out when the Clitheroe Festival is, where you sing with your choir there, don't you? Susan runs a choir in Clitheroe. It's Clitheroe Pop Choir, and she's got about 75 members of the choir.
Yeah, that's
right.
Yeah.
So Susan teaches that. And so, when is your festival in Clitheroe?
I think we're not actually doing the food festival this year. We did a wedding just a couple of days ago.
Did you?
So we thought we'd leave the food festival for this year, but actually Good Foxy are doing it.
That's your son's band, isn't it?
Yeah, that's my son's band.
Good Foxy. So when's that on, Sue?
I think it's this Saturday. Will that be the 8th, is it, or the...
Oh.
But it's all online anyway, if anybody wants to go along. It's it's a really lovely day. So
it's a fabulous place, Clitheroe in Lancashire. Yeah, for anybody who's over here from America or anywhere else in the world, if you want to go to Clitheroe in Lancashire, it's a gorgeous little town with a castle. It's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And there's a food festival which sort of like the whole town gets involved, and it's just a really lovely day out. So
do you have food stalls there from France and places?
I think a lot of it is local produce, and you can actually buy it on the day. Sort of like from all the different surrounding villages and towns. But there's lots of things going on, and cookery demonstrations and street entertainment, and it's just a really good day out. I think it starts quite early. I think it starts around 10-ish in the morning, but it goes on all day, and you can stop and have your lunch in one of the cafes, or just buy food just on the stalls, just on the streets. It's lovely.
Mm. I think I'm going to miss that this year because
wonderful.
I've already... It sounds great, Gary, doesn't it? Can you not fly over?
Yes, I'll be right there.
All right. Well, if you come on your Merkava.
Double park the Merkava right out front, you know?
Yeah, double park it. That's great. Oh, I was just saying, I'm going to have to miss that, Susan, because I've already booked studio time for next Saturday.
Oh,
so,
have you? Oh, well, best of luck with your new track anyway.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Oh,
it's another protest one.
Oh, is it? Oh, fantastic. Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah, it's called Break the Barricade.
Oh,
A rock track again, you know.
Oh, is
anyway,
it? Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're going to actually... click on this. I've put a video link in the chat room, especially for Brenda, because she loves this song. We have played your songs before today, Susan.
Have
and
you?
If I'd known you were phoning in, I would have played one today. and your choir songs as well.
Oh,
and
all right. Yeah.
Okay. And Good Foxy.
Oh, yes,
their tracks one night.
Oh, that would be great, yeah.
So if everybody wants to click on the video link, do you want to do the chat there, Gary? Well, I just get over to the studio and
I will do that.
Press play on the track. I'm just going to put my heart in here because Brenda's going to do a beautiful meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And when we've done the candle ceremony and things in a few minutes, so we're just going to get this link. Oh, you've put it in again, Gary. Okay then, so if everybody clicks on the link, I've put my heart in, that means I'm ready. And if you click
on
the link...
Do I click on that YouTube link? Yeah.
Click on the YouTube link,
right.
Pull up your player, and pause your player, and I'll get over to the switchboard and we'll synchronise it, because I'll count you down and tell you when to press play. Okay then.
All right. Okay.
Okay, so put it back to the beginning again.
Yeah, I could hear it.
It's the first time you've done this, isn't it, Sue?
Yeah, it is, yeah. It keeps playing every time I do it.
Okay.
Yeah,
right,
put it back
then
to zero and mute the sound.
I've managed to stop it, yeah.
And then turn the sound down. And then John Christie will count everyone down and synchronize us all to play the... files.
Yeah,
lovely.
Because
I believe everyone's ready. I don't know whether what they are or not, but I'm ready.
uploaded the soundtrack to the studio for everyone who is just listening in on the radio. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, press play.
As one we walk this earth together, as one we sing to her our song, as one we love her, as one we heal her, her heart beats with our own as one, as one we join.
Right now it's time to light our candles. We light our candles to set our intention. I'm lighting mine for world peace, especially in Gaza and Syria. And we also light our candles to remind us that we're all part of the great light. So that's my candle lit. And I'm lighting the Nag Champa, which purifies the atmosphere and creates positivity, ready to call in the light. And we're just going to ask Patricia Corey to call in the light. Thank you, Patricia.
Call upon the angel warriors of light, the archangels Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, and Azrael, the ascended masters, the overlighted ones, the Christed extraplanetary and extradimensional beings, the inner plane ascension teams, all the light workers of the universe, calling all angels, calling all light beings. We ask to be encircled in an impenetrable blanket of pure white light, holding as a barrier against any energies that are not of the highest order, and serving as an ascension field of light emanating directly from Source. Let us be filled with the food of all souls, that the light be anchored within our beings and into the earth, the Great Mother. Let any energies that are not of the highest intention be transmuted or carried away as is appropriate to their evolutionary pace. Let that brilliance permeate every space, filling the heart, streaming through our divine beings. And let us be grateful for all that is perfect in the universe.
Thank you, Patricia. And I would like to ask Marika to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika. Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart, and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want, by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
I want you to all sit down and relax very, very comfortably. Close your eyes. Imagine you're surrounded by white, soft feathers all around you. Relax and see the feathers all around. Allow all the tension and stress all to flow out of your body into the feathers. Now look up and see a beam of golden light coming down from heaven, down to the top of your head. Just allow this energy to come in through the top of your head, flow on down, permeating through your whole body, through every cell, all the way down from your head to your toes. Imagine this light swirling as if you were looking down from heaven on top of you, and you see a clockwise spiral of light going around and around your body. The spiral is the opposite of the counterclockwise spiral, which is negative. You always want your energy to be going in a clockwise spiral. You're imagining this golden light spiraling clockwise down into your head from heaven, all around your body. See the spiral as it gets bigger and bigger. Imagine the spiral engulfing you, all of your family and loved ones, your home, your town, your state, the country, and gradually moving out around the whole world. So you see a giant spiral of golden light going around the entire planet. This will spin out all of the negative energy and make sure that it's only bringing in the positive energy. And when you reach that blissful feeling, ask God, Creator, Source, for the gift of blue holy water. And imagine God handing down a silver ladle as if it came from a very fancy punch bowl. With this silver ladle, imagine a blue holy water that you'll take a drink of. You're going to drink it all down. You may feel really warm in your head and in your body, maybe calm and tingly. As you drink this blue holy water down, it is healing water. It tunes your vibration to the newer energies of the planet and allows you to float to the higher vibration that's available to you now. This spiritual gift will help you to feel more normal again, away from the chaotic energy, and allow the brilliant light and happy feelings to pour back into your body and your aura. Now you'll receive a golden bubble shield and a pink unconditional love shield again. You may have received them the last time, that's okay. We're going to reinfuse them again. Now ask God's source for the beautiful rainbow energies and the infinity energies of heaven to be infused into your bubble shield, into you, your aura, your home, loved ones, everything that is of God. You see these energies swirling all around you and all through your aura. Now ask God to also infuse your shields with both the diamond ray and the platinum ray for added strength. And now ask God to please give you the gift of the golden sun to use to ward off any of the newer energies that come in so that you can take that out of your chest and use them anytime you need to. I thank God, Source, for these wonderful gifts and energies. And you may slowly come around, moving your hands and feet a little and opening your eyes. And thank you so much for being with me on this meditation. These gifts can be used anytime. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for that beautiful meditation, Brenda. It was absolutely gorgeous. Oh, so hopefully people can now hear once again. We did have problems streaming a little bit earlier, but in the chat room we have Mary Gates, and she's our guest on the 2nd of September, and so it'll be lovely to see Mary back. I know she wanted to hear you, Brenda, but unfortunately we had a bit of a problem earlier. Anyway, so before we go...
Anyway, we're back.
We're back, yeah. And don't go yet, because we do have a few more minutes. Next week we have the lovely Melissa Berman back again. Welcome return of Melissa. And,
oh, wonderful.
So, yeah, what are you going to be doing this week, Gary? Anything special?
Oh, I can't think of anything.
No, no,
just more of the
like
usual.
Yeah. Work.
Right.
Yeah, well, let's all keep sending out the healing for Gaza and Syria and all the places that are really suffering badly at the minute. I mean, we were told to fasten our seatbelts, weren't we, because it was going to be a rough ride, but we didn't realise how rough it was going to be for some people.
Mm-hmm.
And we're so lucky in this part of the world. And not only has there been a lot of wars about, there's been a lot of floods and tornadoes and earthquakes and things like that going on.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, lots of natural disasters, lots of healing to be done around the planet, and that's why we are here.
That's true. Right. So also, don't forget, Gary Moore has his own Facebook page. The Gold Ring Healing Fountain has its own Facebook page. So get on there and like our page. And I've got a Facebook page, Jan Christy Drinkle. You can make friends with me on there if you like. And I've got a band page, Jan Christy. So if you want to get on there and like that page, I'd be really, really appreciated. Appreciative, I mean. Well, it is.
And don't forget, A Night with Daddy G is going to...
Oh, yeah, Saturday
Facebook
night.
Page as well,
night.
That's your
oh,
link.
Oh, right.
And your song, I Am Sovereign, is really taking off in popularity on that show, by the way. So putting in a plug for that one.
Play. Thank you very much for that, Gary.
Well, thanks for letting me have it. It's a rocker.
Well, I'm hoping to...
One of the best American protest songs ever done by a Brit.
Thanks for that, Gary. Anyway... it's nearly time for us to go. And as I said, don't forget next week we've got Melissa Berman. And I don't think I've got much more to say tonight because I think I've done all my chatting, trying to fill in for no sound on here. And it is getting quite late here in the UK. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we want to thank our special guest, Brenda Tenorelli. She's been absolutely superb.
Yes, thank you, Brenda. And thank you for putting up with us, everyone. And,
we've been here trying to battle it out with the elements and the things that have been going on and going wrong. But never mind, the show must go on, mustn't it? And
absolutely.
I think there's only one song that we can play out with today, and that is going to be Adam Lambert, Time for Miracles. What do you think?
Perfect.
We need a few, don't
Let's
we?
Let's hear it.
Okay, so we'll just say goodbye to Brenda. Are you still there, Brenda? I don't think she fell off. I think she's still around.
She ascended, maybe.
She'll be on mute. Hey there, Brenda.
That's okay. I've done whole shows on mute before.
Me too. It works best, doesn't it? Okay.
Is it there?
Oh, you're there. Oh,
there you are.
Thank you very much.
Oh, my gosh. I keep unmuting the thing, and it keeps getting muted again. I don't know what it's doing to me. But
we thought you had ascended.
We thought you'd gone up there without us.
Oh, thank you all so much for having me on. I truly appreciate the opportunity to be here with you all again tonight. It was really wonderful, and I appreciate you sticking it out with me, too, through all the...
Oh, no, it wasn't your fault. It's Blog Talk Radio, and I pay so much money every month to do these shows on Blog Talk Radio. You'd think they'd have it perfect, wouldn't you, by now?
You would think so.
Okay.
More for your money.
Yeah, I'm going to get a refund, I think. Anyway, okay, thank you once again so much for joining us, and we'll give you a date to come back with us soon, and we'll say goodbye and bless. Thank you, Gary, as well, for being here with us, and we're going to play out with Adam Lambert. Time for miracles. Here we go.
Bye, thank you so much, Brenda. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Bye. Bye. One of my favorite songs here. What a voice on this guy.
Just one.